Welcome to Full Cow, a podcast about leather, kink, and BDSM. My name is Edge, my pronouns are he, him, and I am your host. Welcome to another interlude, the episode between episodes offered raw and unedited, but with leather creaking. And since my last interlude was about shirts, I thought it would make sense to do one on pants, specifically breeches. You know, the problem with leather shirts, you know, I bemoaned the fact that I open up the closet, talk about privilege, and all I see are uniform shirts, uniform shirts, uniform shirts. Well, that's because shoulders exist, and leather is only so stretchy. And so the easiest leather shirts are ones that button up. And that leads us to the uniform shirt. Now, the good news is when it comes to pants, there are so many more options. And I think, ideally, you will have a good pair of plain black leather five-pocket jeans. It's a good standard, and it's something that is versatile and you can wear all the time. But the truth is that for many of us, since the image of the leather man we carry around in our heads is now a man in leather uniform, the truth is that eventually you will want breeches. And there are tons of pants options. There's carpenter pants, and there's lace-up pants, and there's chaps, and there's leather jeans, and there's biker pants. But I think most men desire... Most leather people desire breeches. Breeches have a couple of distinguishing characteristics. One, they taper to the ankle and will often include a zip so that you can actually get the pants on and then zip them so they are tapered to the ankle. That is because breeches are made to be worn exclusively inside of tall boots. And by tall boots, I mean knee-high, 16, 18 inches, something like that. The other distinguishing feature of breeches is the saddle. Now, if you're wearing any sort of pants right now, and if you reach down and feel underneath your buttocks, you know, down in the taint area, you should find the coming together of four seams in most pairs of pants. To understand the saddle and why those seams are problematic, we need to go back into thinking about where the hell did breeches come from. As leather people, we didn't invent hardly anything ourselves. We borrow things from other contexts. And in this instance, we go back to a military context. We go back to an equestrian context. We go back to the cavalry. If you've ever ridden a horse, and I may have only once, but let's imagine I've ridden a horse a lot. If you've ever ridden a horse, it is hard upon your taint because it is bouncy, 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 bouncy upon your taint. And if you have these four seams coming together into a little knot of fabric right at your taint, that bouncy, 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 bouncy becomes quite painful over time. So the idea behind a saddle, which is like a big circular patch on the back of the pants, if it's truly saddled, it takes the meeting of the seams at the taint and disperses and distributes it so that there is no knot of fabric down there at your taint for when you're riding your horse going bouncy, 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 bouncy. So the distinguishing characteristics of breeches are a saddle, taper to the ankle. Many of them will flare at the hips. This is, again, from an equestrian context. It's about giving your hips more room when you are sitting in a saddle. Those are more properly perhaps called jodhpurs. That comes from the Indian military context. And the reason we end up with breeches, right, because cavalry becomes mounted police, becomes police on motorcycles, which is the iron horse, becomes the thing we desire, becomes who we are. So you may have many pairs of leather pants. I certainly encourage you to. But at the end of the day, I think most of us long for breeches, for that classic bluff leather uniform look. So where do you buy breeches from? Well, ideally, of course, you're getting things custom. And the custom breeches, the Bentley, the Rolls-Royce of leather breeches is Langlitz. Langlitz is a small family-owned leather maker in Portland, Oregon that actually isn't queer at all. They make motorcycle leathers for motorcyclists. However, they are very aware that they have an extraordinarily large queer customer base. And all of the work they do is custom. They work in a very heavy hide, very high quality construction, and the shape, the aesthetics, the design of their breeches are perfectly classic. There are two options with langlets. There's the competition breeches, which don't include the flare. And then there's the rangers, which have the flare on the hips. Ultimately customizable. You can get quilted padding on the knees. You can get stripes of different colors added. You can get quilted padding in the back. However, you lose your back pockets if you do that. And pockets are essential. So I do not have quilting on the back of my langlets. Langlets is expensive. When I bought mine, which was 2 years ago, a pair of competition breeches, I think, was about $1,000. The Rangers were a little bit more because I had the stripe added. They were like $1,200. That was 2 years ago. I'm not sure where their pricing is now. And because they are a small family-run business, and because they are so popular, and because of the pandemic, and because of labor shortages and supply chains, be prepared to wait, I think at this point, at least a year between ordering and receiving your order. So it's worth it. I will say that. Once you have langlets, you're like, oh, okay, I get it. I get it. I get why people like langlets. It is worth it. However, it is a lot of money and a lot of time. So if we're thinking about off-the-rack options, you have a number of choices. I did check, and Mr. S is once again carrying what they're calling a uniform pant. Uniform pant is code for breeches. And they have one with piping, which I don't love. I don't think the aesthetics of it is perfect, but their plain black leather uniform pant looks perfectly serviceable at about $600. Rough trade. I am not quite as big a fan of their breeches. I think the styling isn't exactly what I would want, but I am in general a big fan of Rough Trade, and I would recommend them as well. Now, the Leatherman NYC has a gorgeous pair of breeches because they have this really long extended saddle that kind of goes down the inside of the thighs. It's really beautiful. It's out of stock, and my understanding is that it's been out of stock for a really long time. So that's disappointing, because otherwise I would give them a strong recommendation. You do have the option of going with one of the Pakistani makers. I've had friends who've had extraordinarily mixed results with that. So if you do that, I would suggest only spend money that you have to lose, because you don't know what kind of product you're going to get, and you don't know how well it's going to fit. I know people who've gotten stuff from Pakistan and it's perfect. I know people who got stuff from Pakistan and it was perfect. They ordered a second set, exact same measurements, and it was bizarrely wrong. And then almost impossible to resolve in terms of tracking them down, getting them to correct the mistake. And this is even the sort of more well-known Pakistani maker. So be mindful of that. If you're in Europe, I imagine you have more options like Rob or Mr. B. I'm less familiar with them. And then in other international contexts, there are stores like Northbound, which will probably have breeches off the rack. Northbound, I find, can skew a little fashion-y, which may be perfect for some people, but I am so much more about a classic aesthetic. The manufacturer I'm excited about, and I haven't actually felt their work. I don't own any of their work, but I've seen it on Instagram, and I've looked at their website, and it's impressed me. Montera Leathers out of Barcelona. If any of you listening have gotten anything from Montera, I would really love you reaching out to me and letting me know your experience. The breeches I've seen on their website look exquisite. I can tell from the photo the quality of the leather, the weight of the hide, the quality of the construction. The design looks classic and aesthetically pleasing. And if anyone were to ask me today, hey, I want some leather breeches, where should I go? Montera would be on that list. I would ask, first of all, do you want to get langlets? And then they'd be like, I don't want to wait a year. And then I would probably recommend probably Rough Trade, then Mr. S, Then Monterra. Yeah, I'm really excited about them as a manufacturer, even though I have no experience with them whatsoever. Other custom makers are certainly possibilities. Ben Orson in LA, I did work with them very early on when they were starting, and now I have had a lot of friends starting to work with them. People are especially pleased with the amount of time they spend with the client to really get to know you and to get to know your needs. I also understand that they've been expanding their manufacturing capacity, bringing on a couple extra people. So Ben Orson is becoming a very popular custom option. And beyond that, I'm not sure where I would send people. I wish the Leatherman NYC were still making their breeches or could do something custom because their design is fantastic. I know that there are other manufacturers out there. I certainly don't know every leather manufacturer, but I know the ones I know, right? So if you get a pair of breeches, then you're practically at Bluff. Because you get a good, really affordable uniform shirt from Mr. Regilio, who, sadly, Mr. Regilio does not have breeches, period. They've got some leather pants that look really intriguing and that I've thought about buying. They do not have breeches. To be fair, you can faux breeches by simply tucking a pair of pants into your boots, wrapping them around your ankle and tucking them in. No one will notice whether or not your butt is saddled. And it's really about making sure the pants are worn inside the boots. So for years, I faux breeched with just my leather jeans. So that's an option for you. And I don't want to say that it's not. And then that opens up Mr. Regilio as an option. But at the end of the day, I imagine eventually you want true breeches. And then the options become surprisingly more limited. So I hope that you find an option that works for you. And if you have any other questions about breeches or pants or leather in general, please remember that I have my Ask Edge segment where you can ask me anything. And you know, it's an AMA, people. It's not just asking me questions about leather. Maybe you want to know what my favorite ice cream is. Maybe you want to know what TV shows I like to watch. I just would love to engage with you more. And quite frankly, I need some support in terms of generating content for the podcast. And that creates a segment for me. So if you're a fan, please consider taking a moment and going to speakpipe.com/leatheredge, LTHREDGE. Or send me an email at ask@fullcow.show. That is my interlude for this week, this month. Yeah, something like that. And I hope you get the breeches you want. I hope you get the uniform, your shirt you want. And then if you have tall boots, you're in Bluff. Simple as that. And Bluff, I know, is a big goal for someone. Oh my God, you know, I should totally do an interlude on Bluff. Maybe I'll do that next time. But for this time, I'm going to wish you the very best, most blessed of leather journeys until we speak. Well, no, until you hear from me again.